All right, all right, all right. We are live. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cjsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter. And listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CGSF or 2573. This is Khoi Ange Shachlach from the Ntlakemch territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkina, BC. And I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have a super awesome show coming up for you guys, as usual. Our subject is going to be on tradition. And we have a special guest in the house with us today, our president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia. Welcome.
Welcome, everyone. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for coming and showing up. And we have some special music coming in for you guys. We have Sergeant Thunderhoof. We have Space Slug. We have Robin Adele Anderson. We have some space banjo, and if we have enough time, the Midnight Ghost Train. And we have our usual co-hosts coming in. We have our brother Wegedesk from the Mi'kmaq people. He'll be joining us. And, of course, we have our president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia. And we also have my brother Shkwait Shachlach coming in. And also we have Lady Fima coming in also too, and it's going to be a great show. We're going to start off with some traditional energetic music from Sergeant Thunderhoof and their song called Another Plane. So we're going to listen to that and get started, and we're going to welcome all our listeners from all over the world, from England, from Germany, from Switzerland, from Poland, from France, from Spain, from Egypt, from Africa, from Philippines, from China, from Japan, from New Zealand, from Australia, from South America, from North America, all across the United States, all across Canada. Welcome on our journey and our odyssey of positivity, human growth, empowerment for human rights and justice, and just making this world and planet a special, wonderful place like it should be. So we're going to start off our program with some Sergeant Thunderhoof, Another Plane. So listen and enjoy, everyone. Thank you for joining us. Thank you. Wow, that was an awesome song, man.
That was a ride?
Yeah, it was pretty intense. That was Sergeant Thunderhoof, Another Planet. Man, what intense guitar playing. Yeah, so we have our brother Wegedesk on the line with us, and we're going to ask him to please and thank you, bring us through some deep breaths, and welcome, Wegedesk. How are you doing?
Thank you. Thanks to all the listeners of Eagle Nation, you and Celia in the studio. So great to hear from you guys. And let's get ready for some good deep breaths by relaxing our shoulders, our belly, our jaw, our lips. And as we inhale, we're going to think about one special thing we're super grateful for. And exhale, just let everything go. And let's get three of those in. 3, 2, 1, all through the nose. Nice sigh on the way out, too. Two more. One more, all the way in. Of the life, you're bringing it in, yeah. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Wow, man. Always so intense getting that oxygen into our lungs and
super
into our bloodstreams and getting us ready for a super awesome subject. And we have our subject, and it's going to be on tradition.
Maybe a little technical difficulties.
Are you there? Can you hear us?
Oh,
I think we're...
Hello.
Yeah, can you hear us, man?
Is that the mute?
Eagle Nation, do you copy?
Darn it.
Yes, we're here.
We are here? Oh, he can't hear us. Darn it.
Well, let's try do a re-entry and we'll see.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's not a tradition that we want to start, is it?
No.
Technical difficulties tradition.
Okay, let's try it again. Hmm. Here it goes.
Yeah.
Hey, brother, can you hear us?
Here we are.
Right,
we're back.
Yay!
Right on. Just a minute. I'm going to put you on speaker here.
There we go. Hello.
Hey, brother.
Good. So I'm assuming that we all got those deep breaths in, yeah?
Yes, we did.
Yes. And we'd like to ask you about tradition, because that's our subject of today, and we'd love to hear your words on that.
Absolutely. To me, tradition is the things that we do almost every day, and I think ultimately it's like things that we do and that benefit us, and that's really what allows the practice or the activity to make it through to being so readily used over and over as a tradition, is that it's probably just good for us. And so for us at Eagle Nation, that's deep breaths. Mm. That's trauma transformation. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, being kind to the people around you so that they're acknowledged, and, you know, just doing our best to uplift everybody. And I think ultimately we all have the same traditions, right? We're all a part of the human race, the human family. And so, yeah, that's what I'm about. Tradition. Oh.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Very wonderful. I know we're cutting out again.
Aww.
But I hope you can hear us, and I'll give my 2 cents on tradition. Mm-hmm. I'm very happy and pleased because right now we're practicing tradition, and we're practicing oral tradition. And this is something that was passed to us through Counselor Fari. And when she developed this program, it was developed to pass on oral tradition. And this is something I'm very just honored and privileged, and just looking forward to each week to come on and be a part of this oral tradition on a global scale, where we're able to share and produce some great sounds and subjects and
a universal level, man. We got guys on other star systems listening to our show.
Yeah, for sure, man.
Yeah, it's just so beautiful and wonderful, and it's always great to join with everybody and, you know, get to know the perspective of other people and just learn from each other. And it's just so beneficial. I just really love it. And it's a really, truly blessed tradition that we get to practice with one another and share with the world and share with the universe, like you said. It's just really amazing. So we thank you for joining us, Wegdesk, and bringing us through our deep breaths and sharing your knowledge and words on it, and pretty awesome.
Thanks, guys. It's a real pleasure to tune in, and lots of love to you guys. Thanks for everything, guys. All the best. Bye for now.
Okay.
Lovely. Bye for now.
Lots of love to you, too. Bye for now. Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was our brother Wegdesk from the Mi'kmaq people, and always has some really good wise words and just a lot of energy, and brings us some good positive breaths and gets us all ready for our show. So, so upcoming next, we're going to carry on with our program, and we're going to listen to our president of Minnetonka Park Association.
I will come up with something wise to say in the next few seconds.
That's good, good. So we're going to listen to some Space Slug and their song Proton Lander. So let's have a listen to that.
Space Slug.
And hold on to your seats. Enjoy it, everyone. restful and peaceful, eh?
After all that energy and then woo into the landing.
Well, it's pretty great. I really enjoy sharing this kind of music. It's like puts our brains back together and just gets us like into the vibes of the radio, the program, the subject.
So
we have our subject today, and it's on tradition, and we'd love to hear the words of the president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia.
Yeah, so thank you.
Let's hear some super wise
words. Uh-oh, no pressure.
Yeah, no pressure.
It's interesting because when I thought of, when I heard what our subject was today, it was like immediately, you know, I'm thinking of culture, the relationship of culture and tradition and rituals ceremonies and religion sometimes in some instances, depending on, you know. And all of those things to me feel like they're all interconnected in different ways or interrelated in different ways. And then when I looked at the definition, it's like transmission of customs or beliefs from generation to generation. It's that linkage to our past and our ancestors, mm-hmm. which also provides a linkage to the future, the continuous chain. Not chain. Chain sounds kind of, but, you know, that continuous linkage mm-hmm. between past, you know, our ancestors, ourselves, and our future. It occurred to me, like, just how much of a sense of, like, we have that natural sense of a need for belonging and identity, and I think traditions can help to support that, you know, that feeling of belonging and identity, because we have these supports around us. But at the same time, the other thing that came to mind is we've got Thanksgiving coming up, and I remember a while back you and I had a conversation where I was like, I'm really excited about Thanksgiving, like, because for me, without this. Like, without thinking of a historical context, mm-hmm. I'm thinking, for me, it represents showing gratitude and family and sharing and all the good things that human beings can do together in that way. Mm-hmm. And yet there can be a double edge to the sword around tradition. Like, we have to look back. Do we want to keep all the traditions that have, like, and sort of thoughts or belief systems that have happened? And how do we want to reach... rethink or reshape or reflect on things, because a lot of what we receive down the generations is lots of wisdom, lots of beauty and humanity, and that other side of humanity.
Well, that's beautiful the way that you structured it. And yes, I believe it too. And it's, it's like power that comes down from our ancestors and, you know, our great-great-grandparents and our grandparents and even our parents, that they're passing down this knowledge that has helped humanity throughout, you know, our life cycle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just, you know, going back to that whole stoned ape theory where, you know, we've basically climbed out of the trees, and
I still like climbing them, so don't hold it against me.
Well, it's part of our tradition.
I fall out of them if I pick a wrong branch, but
yeah, but you know, just going back to the traditional sense of it, you know, our ancestors survived all that, came through the evolutionary chain, if you will, and just developed, like, you know, going back 400,000 years ago, you know, and